know this is the end. You're wondering now what to do. Now you know this is the end.
Calling on a phone. I've got no time to be alone. Some are coming at me all the time. You better think I'm in my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. I'm riding on a midnight train.
Hello, this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, live on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and also online. You can find the show blog if you go to Google and type Oz Stranded in there, O-Z-S-T-R-A-N-D-E-D, where each week I post a video from one of the songs I played, and I put up the podcast. So I've got a good year's worth of podcasts up there now for you to enjoy at your leisure. Now, today is an extra special day because right after the show, I'm going to hop on a Greyhound and head down to Seattle to see a seminal Australian band, The Church, play a gig. They're on a West Coast tour of the United States, and this is quite an incredible event. What they're doing is playing three complete albums back to back. They're playing from three different parts of their career. So they, well, a little bit of background actually. The Church formed in Sydney in 1980. They were initially sort of lumped into the new wave and neo-psychedelic sound of the mid-80s, but they've really progressed from there into very interesting progressive rock type sound with long instrumental jams and very complex guitar interplay between Peter Coppers and Marty Wilson Piper, the two guitarists. And of course, the mainstay of the group is Steve Kilby, the prolific genius there on bass and vocals. And they've had a few different drummers settled into their current lineup, with Tim Powles on drums since 1994, and they've put out a huge amount of music. There's not many bands that have been around for 30 years that have been consistently creating interesting sounds and progressing, so this tour is by no means, even though they're looking back on some albums, they're still featuring their freshest work, Untitled Number 23, which is just quite stunning, which you will hear very soon. Basically the gig, they're playing, first of all, they're starting with the entire Untitled Number 23 album, their latest album. Then they're playing the entire Priest Equals Aura album from 1992, and then finishing up with the classic 1988 album Starfish. So three complete albums in a row in one night. And it's going to be quite special. So what I thought I'd do today is play three songs from each of those albums, just to give you an idea of what it might sound like if you were there tonight in Seattle at the Triple Door. And if you're not there, well, you'll be able to listen now and also track down their music. They have 23 albums out there, so there's plenty of the Church material. But, you know, commercially, they've never, besides the 1988 release Starfish, they've never really had incredible commercial success, but they're very, very well regarded for very high quality music. So let's start off now with The Church. We've featured a few tracks on this album already in weeks past, but I'm definitely going to get back into it. A little bit about this album. So it's called Untitled Number 23. It's actually the 20th full-length album, but they've got a couple of other EPs from way, way back that they've considered as proper recordings. So this is their 23rd album proper. this is just what they, Australian Rolling Stone had this to say. You could admire the church's stubborn refusal to cash in on their early success and do the whole nostalgia rock circuit thing. By hanging everything on the faith that their best work is still ahead of them, the church sound every bit as relevant now as it did way back in 1987. The new sounds sound emotional, raw, and at times even scarily angry, without ever sounding like they're trying to conjure up demons long banished by years of comfortable living and golfing trips. So that's from Australian Rolling Stone. I'm going to play you some of the tracks now. I'm going to play you three tracks, starting with Dead Man's Hand, which is the current single, and then into three tracks from Priest Equals Aura and three from Starfish, which will wrap up the show. So here we go. This is the church. Beautiful transcendent music here.
Revolution can't buy a lake in the black of night. Dealing now, love a retribution. Terrific.
You're always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Okay, so we are back here on CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. My name's Matthew, and each week I broadcast some really interesting sounds from a long, long way away, and often a long time ago. Tonight, I'm headed down to see the Church play in Seattle. I'm going to hop on a Greyhound bus, and they're playing a really interesting gig where they're playing three entire albums back-to-back, and I just played for you three tracks from the latest release, Untitled Number 23, so they're going to go back in time. They're playing those that album first, and then they're going through to 1992 to play tracks from the Priest Equals Aura album, the whole album through, and finally starting... way back with 1988 and the Starfish album. That's what they're going to be finishing the gig with. So we're up to now the Priest Equals Aura album. Time to play three songs from that. This was their most critically acclaimed, or it's the band's favorite album. It definitely did not sell much at all. It barely sold anything. Wasn't really pushed by the record company, was because it was seen as a bit too obscure. But sort of time has gone past, and it's now looked on as one of their most brilliant efforts. And I'm going to play for you three tracks now. The first track, Aura, second track, Ripple, and the 11th track called The Disillusionist. And it's interesting because each track is titled just one word. So you got Aura, Ripple, Paradox, Luster, Swan Lake, Feel, Mistress, so on and so forth. And I'm just going to play a little quick interview with Steve talking about the names of this album and why he chose to just use single word names.
A typically obtuse, church-esque title, I guess you could say. In fact, most of the songs on this album have simple one-word titles. I asked lyricist Steve Kilby, how come?
Well, we just, when you write a song, you kind of give it a sort of a nickname until you think of the real name. And we normally sort of have all these stupid, obscene or litigatinous type sort of nicknames for the songs, and this time we kind of just stuck with the nicknames, kind of like the description of what the song was, you know, rather than go back and call the song, you know, I Think I Really Love You, Babe. We sort of stuck with Ripple and Aura, which were all the names that we used to call the songs before they had any real titles. Tiny baby.
Okay, so that's Steve Kilby talking a little bit about the track names for this album, Priest Equals Aura from 1992, and I'm going to play you three tracks now from this album, starting with Aura. Here we go. The Church.
Battlefield. And your heart lit off the miracle. This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
Bernoulli's Bagels, serving up authentic Montreal-style bagels made fresh daily on the premises, in addition to sandwiches, soups, squealers, calzones, and freshly squeezed juice. Bernoulli's is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society. Hey, as far as I'm so bad.
And here we are back on CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. And my name's Matthew. And whoever out there likes the Church are going to like this show, because I've been playing three songs from each of the three albums that the band is going to be playing in their entirety tonight in Seattle. I sure wish they would come this far up to play, but there just may not be enough people in Vancouver who know who they are. But they're definitely, it's close to selling out. Down two nights in a row are selling out at the Triple Door in Vancouver. The seminal act from Australia, the Church. And so I play for you at the start three tracks from Untitled Number 23, the latest track, their latest album, followed by three tracks from Priest Equals Aura, their 1992 classic. So I played you Aura, then Ripple, which is the single off the album, and finally that last track you heard was called The Disillusionist. So we don't have too much time left, so I've got to get into the Starfish record now. This is the record from 1988, which was the big one. This album charted in the US, North America, of course. Under the Milky Way, it was the absolute classic song, which I have played already on the show. So won't play it today, but you can find that track quite easily on YouTube, Under the Milky Way, which of course had a resurgence being featured on the Donnie Darko soundtrack. So anyway, without further ado, let's... first of all, I'm going to play you a little bit from Steve Kilby, an online interview, talking a little bit about the album Starfish. So this is an interview from 1988 about this classic album.
Projects and things, are they all out of your systems now?
Definitely, yes. And it's teamwork from now on. All for one and one for all.
You went to LA to do the album. Why LA?
Well, we'd signed with Arista Records, which are an American company, and we'd done all our other records in Sydney. And they sort of wanted to have a look at us and sort of vaguely keep an eye on what was going on. And the guy who was producing the record owned a studio which was in Los Angeles.
But LA is not exactly the most pleasant environment to live in,
no,
for a start.
No.
So did that have any effect on working there?
I think it must have, because when we were there we were involved in a couple of earthquakes. And there were people being shot on the freeways, and it's rather a sort of tense. There's no one ever on the streets, everyone's driving. And I think that brought out a bit of sort of anxiety in the music itself, which I think can be a good thing. I think if you make a record under unpleasant circumstances, often can sort of be rewarding in the actual music itself.
Well, the last album, Heyday, was produced by Peter Walsh, who I best know for his work with Simple Minds and Heaven 17 and bands like that. Must have been quite a contrast.
Oh, sort of night and day. Peter Walsh was this softly spoken cherubic Englishman who became very good friends with the band and sort of coaxed you into doing things, and the record kind of reflected that. It was a very ornate record with millions of overdubs, and you know, we kind of ran riot and did whatever we want, where these other two guys were sort of like working with a couple of characters out, the good, the bad and the ugly. It was sort of like, that'll do, that's good enough, you know. And they weren't very friendly, and they weren't so very impressed by us.
Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you...
So is it the best album the Church have ever done?
Well, I think it is, yeah, unfortunately. I wish I could say no. I think, you know, our third album was better than this, but Arista and Mushroom would probably shoot me if I said that.
The thing is, I don't usually worry too much about what people call their albums, but Starfish, to me, are like almost nature's flying ducks. You know, they're very pretty to look at while they're lying on the ocean bed, but they don't do anything.
Yeah.
They're not very dynamic. Why no. Starfish?
Well, a chap the other day I did an interview with had this thing about it's a soft-boned crustacean, and is that do the church see themselves? The very boring answer is we were sitting around, I had a million ideas, I had all these ornate titles and the transmigration of the female soul and all things like that. And Richard Plug, our drummer, just said, why don't we call it Starfish? Just sort of out of the blue. And Waddy Wachtel and Greg Ladany hated it, which I thought must be a good thing. So it came to be.
Distance and speed of light. Cops have a dream.
Our beasts have been mistreated. I'll tell you.
CITR 101.9 FM presents the 24th annual Bob Marley birthday celebration. Wednesday.